Richard Marx Sr., right? Dick Marx? Yeah. Yep. And John McDonough does the singing.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks.
Well, it never gets old for us fans, and I can promise you it never gets old for the president of the Chicago Blackhawks, John McDonough. Congratulations on another great season and the beginning of the playoffs, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. We're excited. We arrived in St. Louis yesterday afternoon. The weather's beautiful down here, and we're ready to tee it up tonight.
Do you get similar butterflies at the start of the playoffs, or is it becoming old hat?
No, everybody has butterflies. Everybody's excited. You're a little bit nervous. Each series has its own personality, and in order to win a Stanley Cup, there's so many things that have to go your way. There's bounces and caroms and posts and ghosts and crazy things that have to go your way. But no, everybody's excited really more than anything else. I think it's a long 82-game season. And,
and if you win 64 more, you get another cup. This playoff run goes in the middle of summer. I don't know how you guys do it. It's going to kill me.
We'd settle for 16 more.
That's
but,
right.
The big boys show up for the big game, so we're hoping that happens.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day. It's nothing short of a miracle to win a Stanley Cup, and I'm not being goofy here, because the bounces that you just mentioned of hockey, combined with the length of the season, combined with the parity in the sport, combined with the roles of injuries and various other things, and mostly the mysterious salary cap and the math problems. The fact that you get 3 and 6 is amazing, and here you are going for another one. I mean, you got to have some pinch yourself moments over at the Madhouse.
Well, major credit to Stan Bowman and Al McIsaac and Joel Quenneville and their staff for what they've been able to do and really reinvent this franchise every single year, Steve, because you're absolutely right. That's what you have to do. You've got some tough decisions that in some ways can be labeled as wonderful dilemmas that you can't keep everybody. All of a sudden, we never anticipated that a player like Artemi Panarin is going to, land in at 1901 West Madison. And here we have this young star player and reaches these bonuses and, we want to keep him for a long time, but you just can't keep everybody, but you do the best you can. But so proud of the job that Stan has done, the vision that he has. We talk about all this time what we think that next year's roster is going to look like, the year after that. We've got a number of players signed to long-term contracts, but somehow he and his staff are able to figure that out.
And John, good morning. You mentioned the bonuses, and it's one of those.
Well, you don't get one.
No. We're talking about Panarin.
Okay.
It's one of those good news, bad news things.
About my bonus, Steve.
Yeah. No, yes. I thought Dave was angling for you to give him a bonus.
Well, while we're on the subject, it's good news, bad news, because here the guy has an unbelievable rookie season and achieves this bonus level. I got to think that even though it does affect your salary cap, it's like, well, we don't have to worry about it if he doesn't go out and have as great a season as he's had.
Well, I think it's all good news. I know what you're saying about the bad news because of, what in the future is going to be. But we really needed him this year. It was so unusual. We're here. You have a season that, because he had such a big year and he was such a big contributor, here we have the season that we set an all-time franchise record for 12 consecutive wins. Then we lose 4 in a row at home, and it was up and down. And I don't think making the playoffs were ever in doubt, but you certainly needed every point that he gave us. So, I'm confident Stan's going to figure it out, but you're right. The salary cap's interesting, and the bonuses are interesting, but it's worth it, and everybody, Dave, plays by the same rules.
As you know, it's been well documented, and after you've won 3 Stanley Cups in 6 years, you get reminded this a lot, that no team has repeated since 1998. What's your take on that, John?
Don't bring that up.
No. It's okay. It's fair game.
No, you can bring that up. Absolutely.
I mean, everybody's
whose show is it? Come on, man.
It's yours.
Okay. So, all right. John, forget I said it. Steve, back to you.
No, you want to know what his take
is. Well, what's your take on why it is so tough to do that?
I think of all of the major sports, Dave, it's the heavy, it's the toughest to repeat just because of the intensity level of the playoffs, the physicality, the grind that you just went through. And I think with the salary cap, as we just alluded to, the margin of difference in talent for every team is razor thin. It's razor thin. So when the salary cap was introduced about a decade or I think exactly what Gary Bettman had set out to do has happened. I think there's incredible balance in the league. That's what makes the Stanley Cup playoffs so interesting and so compelling and so riveting. Yet at the same time, it's very tough to repeat. So even winning 3-6 has been pretty amazing. But we have high expectations here, and we hope it continues.
The sport, I do think it's the toughest trophy in sport, and it's also maybe the most fair in that you have more stories of teams that weren't even close to being the best team in the regular season who can get on a run or catch a couple of breaks and go through the playoffs. The Kings, 4 years ago, eighth seed, and they go on and win the Cup. And now I hate them more than I used to hate Vancouver. But I think the key to victory, John, and I know you're going to agree with this, is Dave Ennett. And the key to victory, as Dave Ennett, is, of course, when he says, go Cats. Where are we with this?
It's so funny. You're so insightful, Steve.
Yes, I really am.
I was going to bring this up. I didn't know when I'd be able to shoehorn this into our conversation this morning. But, Dave, we've got a little momentum going with this. So I hope you haven't forgotten about me through all of your Hall of Fame introductions and all of the great things that are going on in your professional life.
And how busy he is, and the paparazzi, and the women, and the liquor. I mean, he's got a lot.
Especially the liquor. That's always been an issue.
Oh, thanks, John.
Oh, see? It's confirmed.
All right, so here's, as I understand the story, gentlemen, he calls and says, go Cats, at some point prior to each game, and without that, maybe the rabbit's foot that Dave Ennett becomes isn't in play. Is that how you see it, John?
Dave might not see it that way. Dave, why don't you tell your version, because I've got mine. Go ahead.
Well, I think you were on the show with us just about this time last year, and at the end of the conversation you said, can we get a Go Cats? And I did, right? Probably should have come from Fitz or somebody, but I did.
Stop it with a fake modesty. It's all you.
Okay. So then I believe, John, that it was during the Western Conference Final or during the Stanley Cup Final, I got a text message from you saying, and things weren't off to a great start. And I believe at that point you were down 2-1 to Tampa Bay, as I recall. You texted me and said, I think I need a Go Cats tomorrow ahead of the next game. And so I called you. You picked up your phone. I said, Go Cats. That was pretty much the extent of the conversation.
John hung up on you.
Won the game. The next game, it was game in Tampa. Game 5, you were having lunch someplace, your cell phone rings, you pick it up, you don't say a word, I said, go Cats, you hang it up, you win that game, and then, of course, June 15th, I called you in the afternoon, you're in your office, go Cats, you win the Stanley Cup that night.
It's like some CIA coding going on.
It's like espionage.
It's like the bat phone.
But, I mean, it's weird that it's Cats and not Hawks or Blackhawks. Right? I mean,
well, no, it's not weird at all. It works. Don't question it. Just keep doing it.
Okay.
Steve's right, Dave. Just don't question it. It worked. We're going to do it again. Now, being on the show this morning doesn't necessarily count, so I need you to call me later.
Yeah.
I mean, this
counts. Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to call me later. And if I don't pick up, leave me a message. That'll count as well.
Oh, I don't know if that works.
No, it does work. It does work.
We didn't do that, though, last year.
Listen,
he always answered.
He's got three cups. Okay, don't question him.
He takes my calls.
Sometimes if I see it's you or Steve, I don't answer.
Well, I know he doesn't pick up for me. But in this case, okay. I'm urging him to pick up for you.
Okay. All right. Will you remind me after the show?
Yeah. No, okay. Please. Like, this is your number one job today. Right. I want you to drop all family and personal matters and certainly anything we'd ask you to do and make sure this happens.
Okay.
I'm telling you, John, if this helps get a win tonight with a game before Duncan Keith comes back, we need to build a statue to Dave Ennett outside the United Center. I will pay for it.
I thought those plans were already in motion, but hopefully we get off to a good start tonight. Dunk comes back on Friday night. And, you know, these 8:30 start times, Steve, these are late. I'm going to need a rollaway between periods. I'm generally in bed by 9:30.
Well, the reason is because John and I see each other at the new grandfather's meeting. And that's the thing. How's yours?
Oh, great, great, great. We had a chance the other night. My daughter-in-law and my son live in the Wrigleyville area, so I got a chance to take my daughter, walk her down Addison Street and in the stroller and walk her by Wrigley Field, so it was kind of fun.
How cool is that?
How about you?
Fantastic. She is 16 weeks old and better than all the other grandkids, but yours is a close second. So it's we're both blessed. Listen, have fun tonight and as much fun as you ever allow yourself to have during the playoffs, and we'll be watching and listening on your Blackhawks radio station, 720 WGN. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for
talking to you later, John.
Bye-bye.